Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Here in the United States, this is the day we celebrate our independence. It can be a great day. It can be a very secular day. It can be, in a certain way, a very holy day. When we look here in this country, all that God has given us, all that God has provided for us, because it all came from His hands. Yes, there were many men and women over the ages who worked very, very hard to build this nation. And we bear the fruit. And how do we bear the fruit? Do we bear the fruit with gratitude? Do we bear the fruit by being careful of our resources? Not just physical resources, but spiritual resources. Right now, our culture is becoming more coarse, even violent. There is hatred and injustice. There's a great deal going on in this country that could undermine us. We need to take some time today to pray for our country and to tell the Lord, use me however you want to restore and build up. Where we're weak, where we're divided, where we're frightened, where we're selfish, Lord, give us the grace to put down our own private wars and our own private feuds to strengthen our nation. There is a prayer for our nation this day, and it's the opening prayer for Mass today. This is, by the way, the readings for this Mass are taken from a Mass that the readings that we're using today are from the Mass for Peace and Justice. That's where I'm drawing these readings from. And the opening prayer says this: Father of all nations and ages, we recall the day when our country claimed its place among the family of nations. For what has been achieved, we give you thanks. For the work that still remains, we ask your help. And as you have called us from many peoples to be one nation, grant that under your providence, our country may share your blessings with all the peoples of the earth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Hear those words. Pray that prayer today. It's available in Magnificat magazine. Pray that prayer today. Father of all nations and ages, we recall the day when our country claimed its place among the family of nations. For what has been achieved, we give you thanks. For the work that still remains, we ask your help. As you have called us from many peoples to be one nation, grant that under your providence, our country may share your blessings with all the peoples of the earth. Through Christ our Lord. Let that be our prayer today, brothers and sisters. The first reading today is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Brothers and sisters, we're those people if we live under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The light shines upon us and we can find our way through the present circumstances. And continue in verse 3. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Brothers and sisters, we declare that we are one nation under God. Are we living who we say we are? First thing we do is pray for our country. Second thing we do is live more the gospel principles. Live them in our lives, and we become light in the doom. We become light in the gloom. We become light in the approaching darkness. God can turn us around. Let's take a look at Psalm 72. Psalm 72, a beautiful, beautiful psalm. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to continue to read that whole psalm, but what I want to say to you is, let's live by the gospel in our own lives. If we live by the gospel, it will touch the lives of other people. And it is possible. God can turn our world around, brothers and sisters. He can. God can turn our world around. He can turn our nation around. If we as a people, all of those who believe, if we come together and say, Lord Jesus, reign over this land again. Restore us. Make us whole. And then follow him. And don't think, oh, well, I'm too small. I'm just one among billions of people. No. Where we turn to the Lord, the light of God shines. Where the light of God shines, the gloom is dispersed. Where the darkness is dispersed, we can begin to see the way to follow. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. And this is the passage chosen for this Mass. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and then he began to speak. And he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Don't be hoarding, don't be grabbing, don't be greedy. Reach out, give away. Love, care for others. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Mourn your own sin. Tell God how sorry you are. Mourn the injustice. Don't just speak against it and attack it. Come to the Lord. Say to the Lord, Lord, enable us to mourn for what we're trashing, to use a word of today, what we're turning away from, all that our forefathers gave us. Give us grace, Lord. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek. Strength under control is the definition of meekness. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. For they will be filled. Oh, brothers and sisters, blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before them. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? And he goes on to say, you're the salt of the earth, you're the light of the world. But brothers and sisters, are we living it? All of us in this country who are Christian, we ought to be standing strong together to be light in the darkness for our nation, to help us through these turbulent times. Our culture today has become coarse. It's even violent. There's great hatred, injustice. Yes, the gospel values are still present, but we're being battered, and it's a time to come together. It's a time to pray for this nation. It's a time to thank God for all that he has done for us and is doing for us, and thank him for all we have. Don't be moaning what you don't have. Thank him for what you do have. Make this day a day in which we thank God for our independence, that we thank God for the multitude of blessings that he has poured out upon us through the years, through the centuries. Take time this day and say to the Lord, Lord, most of all, I want to be your disciple and I want to follow you more closely. I want you to be able to use me however you want to bring this kingdom to bear in right where we are, in our town, our village, our farm, our city, wherever we are. Give us the courage, Lord, to live by the gospel values. Give us the courage to stand strong together, that our own nation might be restored and rebuilt in humility and integrity, in justice and in mercy, in kindness, in forgiveness. Oh, brothers and sisters, God's light would shine very, very brightly in this nation were we to do it. And you say, who am I among billions of people? You are an infinitely precious soul to God. And you give him your heart. You give him your spirit. You tell him to use you, and he will. Brothers and sisters, I really urge you today to take some time to pray for this nation. Take time to pray for administration, for the cabinet. Pray for them. Pray that they be given wisdom, our Supreme Court. Go through all the parts of our government and pray. And ask God to do what we cannot do for ourselves, that we may be again one nation under God. God bless you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.